Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have a lot to offer you today. And what do they say about history? Those who fail to learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. Well, we're going to talk about that today because what we're going to talk about could be catastrophic and it could be cataclysmic domino effects across the planet. And I pray this does not happen, but I think this is the age that we're in, and a lot of this is going to happen. And my goodness gracious, we are up against it. And the source for this material is surprising. You're going to, whoa, Dave, you're using them as a source? Yeah, MSN. I know, like MSNBC, yeah. MSN, yeah. But what they're reporting is credible, and it's reasoned, and it's logical, and it's pretty well researched. We're going to talk about the greatest threat to you and to humanity coming up. Check out our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. Click the newsletter link, put your email address in. That's the only required field. And you'll get an email every day that's a recapitulation of everything we've done the previous 24 hours. People say, Dave, with multiple postings that you do all day long, we really appreciate this. This is very helpful. So join the over 50,000 people that have expressed their gratitude, that are part of our community. And also, too, the commonsenseshow.tv. We have our HIP series, Hiding in Plain Sight, Mysteries, Mysteries, Mysteries. Really fun to explore some of these things. And then we also have our interviews and our geopolitics. So that's the commonsenseshow.tv. And we have a Patreon account. We do appreciate your support. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. This is a landing page for something I want to send you to. It's DaveHodgesGold.com, and it's my link into Noble Gold. And all you have to do here, put in your email address, and you'll receive a prospectus. Very simply put, plain language, not very long, but it'll tell you the things I've been saying, like the banks can take your money. The banks can take your retirement if it's associated with the bank. The Dodd-Frank Law 2010 is responsible. Gold has gone up 46%, outpacing all other investments by far. And in addition, we have one more thing for you. Silver is going to explode as well. Now, you can correct the abuses of the banking system and at the same time, position yourself for wise investment. So protect your nest egg, get wealthier. All you got to do is go to DaveHodgesGold.com. And then put in your email address and you'll get a prospectus with Noble Gold's number on it. And you simply tell them, hey, Dave Hodges sent us. And he said he's been a customer for 7.5 years after advertising for 8.5 years. And this is why I can give this warning in good conscience. The federal government requires me to tell you that all investments carry an inherent risk and there are no guarantees. We agree with giving that warning. But my longevity with this same company speaks a lot to the trust I have in them. And you will too. And I'm telling you, let's walk down that path of surviving the economic turmoil that's already coming our way, courtesy of the last administration. DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, the event I'm going to talk about here, or events, are a series of volcanic eruptions. Now, in fairness to MSN, they're not saying a series. I'm going to say a series because I'm going to take this story from MSN, and I'm going to bootstrap it to other stuff we know to be true. And I'm telling you, all I can say to you is about the only option we have left right now is pray for divine intervention. And I think if you look at this spiritually, we come down to very simply, we're either going to be Nineveh or Babylon. Now, this is Old Testament stuff involving Jonah, right, with Nineveh. Babylon was destroyed because they wouldn't repent from their evil ways. This would be a good time for Santana. You got to change your evil ways. Okay, that's one. Babylon, bye-bye. Nineveh did do an about-face, and God spared Nineveh because they changed their evil ways. Which one are we going to be? And I think this is planetary, not just national. And I do think it comes down to a spiritual component. Now, I'm going to set that part aside for a second and just talk about the practicality of what is coming. Looking at an article here, published by MSN, and good job, guys, on this. Seriously, look, I criticize MSN and mainstream media a lot, but in fairness, if we're going to be accurate in our criticism, we've also got to balance it with an accurate representation of some good work they've done here. The headline title says, "Alaska volcano likely to erupt in the coming weeks as experts warn of an extremely hazardous event." So they're not pulling any punches here, and it's not hyperbole. And as I bootstrap this at the end of this article to other things, you're going to see MSN is really being conservative in their estimation of what's coming. Alaska's Mount Spur volcano is likely to erupt. Significantly elevated volcanic gas emissions were recently recorded over the volcano, which confirms that the magma has intruded upon the Earth's crust. And the official people from the observatory that looks at volcanoes says that this indicates an eruption is likely and it's imminent. And we'll come down to here and we'll see a cutaway picture there. Okay, if you're listening on audio only, that's okay because we're going to cut here to more stuff. The agency warned, in addition to CO2, SO2 emissions are currently elevated. They pose a hazard to anyone in low-lying areas downwind of the gas events, such as within the craters atop Crater Peak summit. Yeah, this is really, really bad. And they said the high CO2 cannot be detected by sight or smell. Boy, that is bad, 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 bad. Okay, now they're giving the statistics here about the 450 metric tons of SO2 a day coming from the summit vent. So that means an eruption is imminent. And then they talk about the history. During the past month, AVO has recorded more than 100 earthquakes a week under Mount Spur. Now, that means it's ready to blow its top. 3,400 earthquakes have been located under the volcano since April of 2024, the USGS said. And it says the magma has been accumulating beneath the summit. So we're going to have one heck of an eruption with this. And this is just phenomenal stuff. Now, let me bring this back here to the present. How far will the damage go? I don't know. And the AVO is not telling us. And I'm not sure that they know. But they said it poses a threat to people downwind and in low-lying areas. You could asphyxiate. And if you go back to Pompeii, and we know from the leftovers in Pompeii, people didn't die from the magma or hurling rocks that hit them in the head and killed them. They died from asphyxiation, and that was the gases they were breathing. They were almost frozen in place. In other words, when you get hit with these gases, death comes really quickly. And this is what they're referring to with the CO2 and SO2 ratings, that is the big danger with the volcano. I mean, of course, if you're near the eruption zone, you could get hit by hurling debris, but the real threat lies in the gases, and that's what's dangerous. And who knows what the prevailing winds are going to do? People in Canada are at great risk. They truly are at great risk. Will this go south into the United States? I would assume that we're at least going to see Northwestern. Now, here is what we do know. Okay. And this is really, really frightening. You're listening by audio, you'll have to bear with me here while I describe a map I'm looking at. It's the Cascadia subduction zone. And let's set Alaska aside for a second. And let's talk about this subduction zone. And I've known about this for a number of years now, and I'll get into that in a minute. But the subduction zone basically runs from Vancouver Island, British Columbia, down through Northern California along the Pacific coast and juts out as much as 100 miles. A lot of people I talk to about this say it goes out much further and it affects tectonic plates. And this is the scary part. I was speaking at a conference in Branson around 2018. It was the last time I was there speaking. And in this conference, evidence was given and supplied mostly by University of Wisconsin, excuse me, University of Washington geologists, and they described horrific effects from the Cascadian subduction zone. And then they went silent because they were threatened by their university to shut up or lose their job. It was that simple. And I'll tell you, when you see something that great, when you see something that notable, what we're looking at here is a cover-up. The geologists I talk to privately, and some have come on my show and some have appeared on other shows, what they tell you is this, is that these tectonic plates that are off the coast and extend upward into Alaska could do a dramatic shift. And I can't over-exaggerate the dramatic shift that they could do. You could have vast amounts of land be displaced by miles, maybe even as much as 100 miles. And we know now from past volcanic history of the Earth and tectonic plate movement, this can happen gradually over time, which was the prevailing thought for decades. And then we discovered things that showed us this can happen very quickly in a moment's eye. If you had major tectonic displacement from earthquake and volcanic activity, you could theoretically have a tsunami coming back into this area that would be about 1,500 feet high and would submerge these areas. One very dangerous thing here if you could see here, I'll point to the general area. The Oroville Dam, and Paul Preston and I have done a lot of shows on this over the years. It's been so close to overtopping. It's the nation's largest earthen dam. The spillway is still broken, thanks to Gavin Newsom, never been repaired. So there's no room for error. And if the topping occurs over the dam with the water, and a few weeks ago it was within 4 feet again of overtopping, if that dam breaks, you're going to have a wall of water 70 feet high going about 70 miles an hour headed towards Sacramento. It will rip up one of the most fertile agricultural areas in the world. There'll be global famine over this, and there'll be some domestic food shortages over it as well. There are nations of the earth that depend on this area for its crops. Sacramento will not have time to prepare for what's coming. The death rate would be catastrophic. It's estimated as high as 2 million people in the floodwaters will die. That water would also make a left-hand turn and move towards the Pacific and take out a significant area of the Bay Area. So this is very, very catastrophic. And Paul and I have documented this nine times Sunday on previous shows. Most of them you catch over on the commonsenseshow.com, and just do a keyword search. But in fact, Paul and I did a show on this last year because we were worried about the water levels. But if you have an earthquake, a series of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, the water level may not matter. The dam will go anyway. And the dam is not stable. In fact, the seven dams that are upstream and connected to the same system as Oroville, they're not stable either. So this poses a huge threat. Let me give you an example of what will happen to America economically. Not just will we have a food shortage problem, but about 50% of retail in America crosses I-15. Well, I-15 will be gone if this happens. Yeah, retail will come to a screeching halt. And we know the retail industry is already on life support. Now, let's connect the two events. You've got a major volcano ready to blow in Alaska. The Canadian and Alaskan volcanoes are connected on the same fault lines in many cases. A trigger of one will trigger the other. Let's think about what happens when you trigger a volcano. Earthquakes are both an indicator of what's coming, as I indicated earlier in this piece, and they're also a causation agent in terms of getting the process started of a volcanic eruption of a major nature. And this would have, pardon the pun, a cascading effect all the way down the American coastline. Well, really, too, including Canada, British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, California. But this is not where the saga ends. We have reported here on this channel within the last month, well, not this, well, it depends where you're listening to me. I'm going to say over on Rumble. And we also included on our podcast, there are two volcanoes that are becoming semi-active in Washington State. This impetus of cascading earthquakes could lead to volcanic eruptions all through the Cascadian subduction zone, including land-based volcanoes. This would be catastrophic. Now, people will go and they'll ask me, well, what about Yellowstone? Yellowstone does not lie on these fault lines, but the cascading effect could destabilize Yellowstone. And Yellowstone's an extinction-level event for most of North America. And we have covered that as well, too. We're sitting on a potential cataclysm here. And these are not isolated events. Gee, there's a volcano in Alaska. Watch out. We're not going to tell you how far it's going to go with its effects, but we can tell you that you're at risk downwind in low-lying areas. That's as much as specifics we're getting. The Cascadia subduction zone, I know what the effects are because they have been spoken of. The presenter for the Cascadian subduction zone in Branson had recorded videos from experts at Washington University. And they told us what would happen. And they were pretty uniform. And then, like I said, they were shut up and their tenure was threatened for daring to go public. Why? Because the powers that be know how devastating this could be. Now, I'm going to go back to my original premise. And this is where I know I'll lose some of you who are agnostic or atheist, and that's your right to be that way. But I firmly believe that prayer is in order here. This is spiritual. This is, would we want to be Sodom and Gomorrah in Babylon, or do we want to be Nineveh? Do we want to turn away from our evil ways and God will spare us? And some of you think, well, that spiritual stuff's a bunch of crap. Okay. But for a lot of you, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I hope that you'll start to include these events in your prayers and ask for the best outcome possible from the Lord. If not, I don't know what to tell you. Now, let me give you the big picture. We know from previous ice ages in which you have a pole shift exceeding 3 to 4 degrees, we know volcanic activity becomes huge, absolutely huge. And it's the precursor for destabilization of land masses, moves tectonic plates, affects the air, kills off most of the population of animals and humans. And then you have the remnants left over to start over. The last one we had was 10,600 years ago. We are, according to some European scientists, in a mini ice age. And I related this the other day that back in the earlier 2000s, in the first decade, I had a number of foreign exchange students in my undergrad psych classes, and they told me, they said, yeah, our professors are saying someday we're going to have to move to Africa because we are going through a freeze, and it's the precursor to an ice age, and they're calling it a mini ice age. And those students were from places like Russia, prominent member of the party, their daughter, and Germany and Sweden and France. And so we had a cross-section of European nations, and these young adults were all saying the same thing. And I was very, very familiar with this because I know the Hopi folklore legends, which matches perfectly to what they're describing. This is very, very serious, people. Is this a precursor to the mini ice age and there'll be some damage? Or is this the big enchilada that will make a major ice age? Now, the Hopi say we're in the fifth world. We're awaiting the next extinction level event. It's a good question. And then we combine a story that I did earlier in the week on Fukushima, where you've got Japanese physicists saying it's caused a wobble in the North Pole. That's a destabilizing effect on the Earth's rotation, which could affect what we're talking about here. Excuse me. And there's one more factor. It's called 19.5. And Richard Hoagland popularized this, but did not invent the concept. This is a scientific concept. Before a star goes supernova and flips, sometimes 180 degrees, we know that there's mass disruptions along that body at 19.5 degrees latitude. And we theorize that at 19.5 degrees latitude is where every time there is a pole shift on a planetary body, it emanates from 19.5. I'm going to throw a phrase into your vocabulary here that you may have heard before, going back to the 1990s, and it was called the Ring of Fire. And what we know is a geothermal buildup at 19.5 on this planet right now, and it's been ongoing for over 30 years. If we believe that the 19.5 aspect for all bodies in this solar system, galaxy, universe, that's a precursor for a shift in that body's disposition, a pole shift, if you will, then we've got the precursor signs at 19.5. And we've known about this for some time. Art Bell was told to shut up about this. He relayed how he had the visit from the men in black and they gave him the warning and he ignored them, which is why I think there was a conspiracy to buy him out. That's another story, another time. I'll just say Premiere and Clear Channel. Oh, you know who that brings in, don't you? Well, I won't say it here, but I believe this is why Art was bought out and they censored his content and relegated him to a secondary status. And this story, I think, was one of those major reasons. Again, you're saying, well, Dave, what do we do? Well, if you're not of a spiritual nature, there's nothing you can do. You might leave the planet if you could survive indefinitely in space, or you could pray for divine intervention. And as Santana said, we got to change our evil ways, baby. I think those are your choices. But I think the science here is strong, people. It's very strong. We are in a great deal of difficulty, and we didn't even bring in Yellowstone to a significant level in this. And Yellowstone's the one thing that this country, for the most part, will not survive. Let's hope it's not connected. I've been told the cascading effects could connect it, but it's not connected by fault lines. But regardless, we face a major challenge. And it's very clear in the Bible, too. Jesus says, if he did not return, I don't come back, there'd be no flesh left alive. Is this part of what he's talking about? One can only guess, because we don't have time stamps on the book of Revelation. We simply have event chronologies. And I think this is one of the event chronologies. And I will tell you this, the regions that we looked at there, Washington, Oregon, Northern California, British Columbia, and on up into Alaska, there won't be many survivors. Not if this goes to fruition. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show, and we will see you back here again next time. Some time ago, when the Trump administration raised the question of acquiring Greenland, it's a bold move. And things have happened today that make it look like that may not happen. What I want to do is a couple of things here to talk about this. One, I want to go back in time and review what I said. Two, I'm going to give you the current event of the day. And then three, I'm going to tell you where I still think this is likely to go. And I do have a surprise ending on this. And this is really critical. Greenland is absolutely necessary to American defense for a lot of reasons that I'll point out at the end of this video. But first, I want to take you to what I had done here some time ago and play the intro, and we'll take care of some of the preliminaries here as well. Now, I think you're going to find this to be really, really interesting. I'm going to go through the full gamut of Greenland, and this is a very big deal. Make no mistake about it. This is a very, very big deal. Okay, let's see if we can get this to come up here. Do the settings. Make sure we have good sound. Here we go. And we're continuing on with what I think Donald Trump's ambitious plan is to turn around America. Now, we can't cover everything, but we are going to cover the idea, is it imperialism or is it national defense? Is it carrot? Is it stick? And we looked at Panama in that regard. I'm going to tell you what, Panama is going to cave in like anything. They need our help so bad. They know they can't depend on the Chinese. Chinese are corrupt. They've subverted their political system. They subverted their military. They don't trust the Chinese. Their only chance to survive is to trust the United States and Donald Trump. In this particular installment, in this segment, we're going to take a look at Greenland. Now, Trump made a move for Greenland before. The mainstream media just butchered Trump for this. Like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. Well, if it is the worst thing ever, if you want America to fail, which the mainstream media clearly does, because they support the forces that are undermining America and they give them unqualified support. So, yeah, I agree. It is the worst thing ever, depending on your agenda. Now, if we were to ever go to war with Russia, Greenland is a huge barrier. Huge. Early missile detection systems could be put in, significant troop. And there's another threat too, and it's the North Pole. And I've covered this about 8 to 10 years ago. They covered over about a 20-month period. And in that 20 months, what was really interesting was the Russians and Chinese were in competition for control of the North Pole, and the U.S. was nowhere to be found. Now you're saying, well, wait a minute, we have land claims there. We did have land claims there. The UN came along during the Obama administration and undid all that. And they said it's now open. So now you have Chinese, Russian military building up in the North Pole. We have no ice cutters we use up there. We don't do anything there hardly at all. And we're vulnerable to invasion, land invasion from the North Pole down through Canada. And I've covered this in articles I've written before based on games played at the Naval War College. This is a significant threat. Greenway is a deterrent to that. The other thing, too, that's really interesting is the European Union's dumber than a box of rocks. They really are. They need America for defense, but they're just trying to bleed us of our money, and they don't want to put up their fair share for NATO. But if Russia invaded, and we're at a real critical point because if this ceasefire falls through, and we'll get to that a little later, if Russia doesn't agree to the ceasefire, I'm pretty sure that we're going to war, and we'll be going to war with Russia. Make no mistake about it. As much as we've tried to resist NATO and what they're doing, Trump may not have any choice. You need Greenland as a forward base of operations. The Europeans need us to be that much closer to them to support them logistically and militarily. It only makes sense. I would think the EU would be pushing the hell out of this, but they're not because they're stupid. They're about banking and fiat money and controlling their citizens through endless laws and taking away their rights. And they're not about protecting their own countries. They're not even protecting their own industries. They're in economic freefall. So, having said that, let's go back to what I had said about 4.5 weeks ago. We're going to take a look at, in this segment, Greenland. And like I said, Greenland before was tried and it failed. I think Trump knows how to get this done. I'm going to give you my thoughts on this. I think this is a really, really good idea. And as we leave our intro and move into our main phase, I just wanted to let you know about a set of products that I am using. And I don't believe in advertising for things I don't do. Body Align has a number of products, but I use these two exclusively. One is this energy band you see right here next to my watch. This is the product here on the left. It increases energy, boosts clarity, and maximizes vitality. In other words, it gives me a boatload of energy, and I have to take it off at night or I don't sleep that well. It's completely natural, can't harm you, it can only help you. And with my, well, with my lifestyle, my busy schedule, I need all the help I can get, and I don't like artificial stimulations. Now, this product right here, Body Align on the right, EMF defense. You see the circular dot. You see the circular dot there on the bottom of that phone. Okay. This protects you from the EMF radiation from your cell phone that gives people things like glioblastoma, deadly brain cancer. John McCain, Ted Kennedy, two of the more well-known people that died from this. And if you look at where they had their incisions, right next to where they held their cell phone. That's not an accident. This works. This will give you the protection you need. All you have to do is go to BodyAlign, BodyAlign.com/Dave Hodges and take advantage of these two products like I have. 30-day money back guarantee. You won't want your money back because you'll see very quickly this works. All right, Greenland. Why is Greenland important to the United States? I'm going to start in ascending order, least to most. Number one, it contains lots of minerals. And a lot of these minerals that are found in Afghanistan, like the lithium that we gave up when we pulled out, can be compensated for. And this is why Trump went after Greenland before. He wanted to replace the lithium supplies that we were going to lose by abandoning Afghanistan and ending that tragic war. Well, the country of Denmark that owns Greenland said no. And they mostly said no because the European Union said no. Things have changed.
Yeah, they have changed. And I want to point out one
Denmark
thing.
has motivation now to make
President
that move,
Trump
and I'll talk to you about that before we're done.
can't get a word in edgewise. I won't shut up. President Trump said something very interesting at a press conference today. He was meeting with the press, and the prime minister from Ireland was there. He was very gracious. I was kind of surprised because Ireland's kind of adopted some anti-American policies, but he was very gracious and he did defend their tariffs, but he also said, I see Trump's point of view. So there's room for negotiation there. I think that one's going to work out. But what's really interesting is Trump told the story about his major golf course resort there. And he had filed paperwork with the Ireland government. He wanted to expand, greatly expand. And it meant more jobs, better economy, money coming in, more tourism. And of course, Ireland, great idea. In 4 weeks, they approved it. That was the environmental aspect, the banking aspect. Everything was approved in 4 weeks. The European Union says we'll take 5 to 7 years. And Trump said, no, hell no. That's the European Union, dumber than a box of rocks. And what they're doing with regard to resolving their own economic issues is pathetic. And what they're doing in terms of trying to get peace in Europe is pathetic. And they're not assisting. Trump seems to be the only one who's trying to save lives. And that's not just the only thing, though. You've got where Greenland is getting virtually nothing from Denmark. Denmark maybe gives about $1 billion a year. And the people of Greenland have had enough of the non-support, but they don't fully trust the US either. Okay, more on this. In addition, not only are there necessary minerals, there's natural gas and there's oil. Well, Trump's economy is predicated on cheap energy, abundant energy, lowering the cost of transportation, thus lowering the cost of food product at the store level. The retail level supplies will be infinitely cheaper. And that will save the economy. Simple. Trump has other plans too, the tariffs and all that. We're not going to get into that here. But I'm going to get into one thing here, though. The economy's turning around already. We had a favorable jobs report today. The price of eggs is coming down dramatically, 30% drop in 5 days. Trump economic issues, they're starting to come to fruition after the devastation that Biden tried to leave him with, which we pointed out earlier today was intentional. If we had Greenland's energy, not only are we going to, just on our own efforts with our own energy, not only are we going to bring down the cost of everything, and Americans are going to be more affluent than they've been in at least 5 or 6 years, we're also looking at the fact that Greenland's resources could really push us over the top and make us the world leader almost overnight. The economic boon to the United States would be incredible. You share that with Greenland, you make their standard of living double what it is today. They're happy, we're happy. It's the way to go. Now, I'm going to click this off here because I set the stage there for the discussion right now. And here's what ends up happening here. The election in Greenland's good news, bad news. They elected a party, the people did, by a slim majority of 5%. They elected a party that said, we want to be free and independent. Okay. But they also said, we don't trust the United States. Boy, I'm thinking $1 billion is what Denmark provides for Greenland. Our resources could go in, our mining resources, and drill, baby, drill, mine, baby, mine. And all of a sudden, you pay these people an honorarium for taking their minerals, and you pay them a lot. And they would boom to the top of the standard of living of the world. That's how much resources there are there. And we would be in the catbird position. Greenland would have favorable territorial status, probably eventually become a state. They'd receive benefits that they do not get from Denmark. And like I said, their economy, their business, their personal wealth and income, and not to mention their liberties, would increase exponentially. But they said, we want to go slow. We don't trust the United States. I think that may be a bargaining chip. I think they want to play hard to get because they want to get from the United States as much as they can. They are not really self-sufficient as a nation. They don't have the infrastructure to develop the vast resources they have that can make them wealthy beyond their wildest dreams. They need the United States. Denmark and the European Union, again, they're stupid. They haven't done anything to develop Greenland's resources. Nothing. And it's a literal gold mine. It's better than Solomon. And it's just waiting there to be split up, make the people of Greenland rich, make them powerful, give them rights. It's incredible what could happen here. I think Greenland's going to come around. I think this is a negotiating ploy. We want to go slow. We don't trust the United States. That means Trump has got to ante up tens of billions of dollars. That's not going to be hard to do with the resources that are there. It's a great investment. And the people of Greenland are better off. It's not imperialistic if you're improving the people and you allow them to maintain their rights. And actually, under our constitution, they would expand their rights. They don't have a written constitution that really guarantees rights. They don't. And Denmark is really stupid. Denmark could be in a position like Norway had they bothered to develop Greenland as they should have. Norway, by far and away, is the best economy in Europe, not even close. They're the best educated. They have the best infrastructure. They have the highest per capita income. They have the highest education levels. And Greenland could have done this with Denmark in cooperation with each other. And they didn't do it. And they could have done it. Trump sees opportunities where people often do not. The art of the deal. Although it looks like the deal to get Greenland is dead, I guarantee you, this is the beginning of the negotiation. How much can we get from the United States? And I'm telling you, we can drown them with money and then we'll still be much better off than we ever were. It's a deal that needs to happen. I believe it's a deal that's going to happen. And the mainstream media is going to couch this as a Trump failure. Don't buy it. Hey, check out our newsletter. TheCommonSenseShow.com is where you go. Click the link. Put your email address in and you'll get a 24-hour recapitulation of everything we've done over a 24-hour period. People love it because it's one-stop shopping. Check out our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And what's there? Mysteries, mysteries, mysteries. Yeah, if you like mysteries, if you like the old Art Bell show, you'll like this. But I go in some different directions than Art did, but you'll like it. One of the things we share in common with ours, we did a pretty good series on the pyramids and we're not done. And we also do repressed technology. And, ooh, we're going to cover one thing here. The CIA knows about the end of the world. And they banned a book to cover it up. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And now they've restored the book. Well, Only part of it. We're going to talk about that. It's really cool. And of course, we have our geopolitics as well as our really good interviews. The CommonSenseShow.tv. We have a Patreon account. We appreciate your support. And we'll see you back here again next time. Just remember, Greenland's going to get on board sooner rather than later. And you can continue your quest into what we produce here and not have to come back several times a day like a lot of people are doing. All you need to do is subscribe to our newsletter. It's a recapitulation of everything we've done in the past 24 hours. Easy to get to, thecommonsenseshow.com, our website. Upper right-hand corner, click the newsletter link, and the only required field is your email, and you'll get a daily update of everything that we do. It's really simple. Over 50,000 people are doing it. It's one-stop shopping, and they appreciate it. You will too. Hey, we also want to let you know about our TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv. I love this. Mysteries, mysteries, mysteries. Looking at all the things that are really interesting. We just did a series on the pyramids. We're not done. I've got a really good guest I'm going to bring up on this. And repressed history, repressed technology. What was really in those Tesla files the FBI seized 70 years ago? We're going to do that too. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. We also have our geopolitics as well as our good interviews. You want to go there and sign up today. And we appreciate your support on Patreon. Well, we are brought to you by something that's going to make you look better, and subsequently you'll feel better. You'll be more active, open. It's good for your health because you're more active, and that's improving how you look. And you can turn back the hands of time with Dr. John Lake. He is a consultant to all these Hollywood stars on how to keep your youthful appearance. But he says, you know, these creams and moisturizers we use, they barely make a dent in your appearance. So what he has done, he's gone out and he's developed what we call an age rewinder method. And he can make you look younger, sometimes decades younger, in just a couple of minutes. And you can do it all at home. And he's so confident that you'll benefit from this that he has made a video free, uninterrupted. And 2.3 million people have already watched it. The only thing that Dr. Lake asks for is that if you're benefiting from this, you share the video. Now, how do you take advantage of this very generous opportunity? You go to BHMD1. That's Barry, Harry, Mary, and Dave 1, the number 1, BHMD1.com/Dave. That's BHMD1.com/Dave. Well, we're going to take a look at something here that I find really disturbing. And it's the fact that the Democrats are blaming Trump. They're blaming Trump for the high price of eggs. Well, first of all, the man hasn't even been in office for 2 months. Second of all, Joe Biden killed 165 million chickens before he left office. That's where the fault lies. But we have more. We have good news. The left talking point on this is now ending. We're looking here at a Trump official from the Department of Agriculture. And in this short clip, she cuts the legs out of the leftist Democratic Party argument that Trump is responsible for your high price of eggs. Ludicrous. Ridiculous. Not even 2 months in office. But there's now been a development. Here's your development straight from the Trump administration.
Eggs down in the avian bird flu for everyone. A good piece of news we just got in the last day or two is that the average cost of a dozen eggs has now gone down $1.85 since we announced our plan about a week and a half ago on February the 26th. So listen, we're going into Easter season. This is always the highest price for eggs.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, would you say that the left is being disingenuous? Well, of course they are. Another story they're floating out there that we need to follow up on is that Elon Musk is allegedly saying that he's going to cut Social Security benefits for seniors. Okay, hold on a second. This is a bold-faced lie. It absolutely is. And in fact, I've actually had a trusted source today, very well-placed source,
quote this, and I'm saying, no, 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 Elon Musk did not say this. Trump is talking about removing taxes from Social Security. He wants to remove taxes on seniors. Why would he reduce Social Security? No, what we're looking at is people that are 300 years old are getting Social Security benefits. How many thousands were quoted in that runoff of Elon Musk investigation? People, tens of thousands of people over the age of 150 are receiving Social Security benefits. Really? It's a lie, people. It's a fabricated lie from the left. Elon Musk can do no such thing. And even if he tried, this runs in such opposition to one of Trump's major campaign promises that Trump would shoot this down in a New York minute. It's just amazing. Biden kills the chickens, and Mike Lee made a post about this too, Senator Mike Lee from Utah. And he made a post about this, said he killed 165 million chickens before he left office. Of course the price of eggs are going to go up. To blame Trump. This is sabotage. Do you understand what I'm telling you? The people that left office set Donald Trump up for failure. They didn't care about you. They don't care whether or not you can make ends meet. They don't care if you pay a higher price for eggs and have to forego a meal. They don't care. As long as they can sabotage the incoming guy, it's a fight for power, not a fight for you. And in my humble opinion, with a couple of exceptions that we're never going to agree with everyone who's in charge of our government, but with regard to Donald Trump, he's fulfilling his promises. Seniors, you are not in danger of having your Social Security cut. Quite the opposite when you stop paying tax. It's just like the chicken problem. What came first, the chicken or the egg? No, it was the president that killed them, blamed the next president for, you know, the higher prices. That's it for the Common Sense Show. The left exposed for the lies they create, the mischief they perpetrate on the American people, and why any of you, including diehard Democrats, would ever vote for a party that's being controlled by the most radical extremists in their particular party. You know who the spokesperson is for the Democratic Party now? A man who honeymooned in Red Square. 83-year-old Bernie Sanders. That you don't have a right to keep your money. The government will take your money and decide how it gets redistributed. Bernie Sanders. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Thanks for joining us. God bless all of you. And we will see you back here again next time. We are brought to you by a great product, and we're getting rave reviews. A lot of them from my friends who are doing this, and I'm hearing about this firsthand. You look at this here. We want to help you look and feel younger. And you can't stop aging, but you can sure slow it down if you have a good collagen replacement. Problem is, most of those products don't work because they don't cross the blood-brain barrier. Now, what's collagen? Collagen is for connective tissue. Collagen is for keeping joints working well, not wrinkling, not having your hair fall out, having brittle nails. Replace the collagen, you slow that process down, sometimes even stop it for quite a while. Does it work? Well, they guarantee it. 60-day money-back guarantee. Is it expensive? Well, this is the right time to get in. They're advertising here on the website at 51% off, but we're telling you it's now 53% off. This is the right time to get involved right now. All you got to do to look younger, feel younger, is go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Oh, boy, I cannot wait to share this info. What is the real purpose of tariffs? Have you ever considered that? Have you ever considered the real purpose of tariffs? Oh my goodness, I love this approach that Trump is taking. He has gone to great lengths to use tariffs as a lever of threatening people. We can outlast you. We may have higher consumer prices for a while, but we can outlast you. You cannot battle with the United States economically, Canada, and win. And specifically, I'm referring to the paper tiger known as Premier Doug Ford of Ontario. And you notice he said, I'm going to cut your electricity off if you tariff us. Well, let's look at some of the bull crap that they're doing to America. Shall we? I'm going to read to you here from some of the list here. Okay. This is just absolutely amazing. They are placing a 25% tariff on electricity coming into the United States. So now they're not going to cut it off. They've reduced it to a tariff. They had threatened to cut it off. 25 to 50% tariff on all steel and aluminum. Yeah, okay, keep going. How about the farmers? What they do? This is unbelievable. Anti-American farmer tariff of 250%. So you can't even sell agriculture inside of Canada, even when they need it. Even when they have a shortfall in something, they're still tariffing things. It's crazy. I could go on and on and on with this. Here's something else. Canada pays very little for national security, relying on the United States for its military protection. Well, you know what? Be on your own, Canada. How do you like China? They already own British Columbia, right? At least that's what the Canadians are telling me in emails. Maybe that's wrong, but I'm telling you, you're on your own. How about this one here? We're subsidizing Canada to the tune of $200 billion a year for national defense. Did you hear that? That's why Trump says, if we're going to pay for you, you need to become our 51st state. Actually, what I'm hearing is it's going to be four provinces. It's going to be 52, 53, 54, and 55. Well, you're saying, Dave, you left out 51. No, I didn't. It's called New California. That's coming too. Oh, I like the song, O Canada. How do you Canadians like the song, The Star Spangled Banner? Canadian taxes, if you come into America, they're almost going to be cut in half since you've been ruled by socialists. Okay, you'll get better military protection. We'll build bases in your country. No, our country. Together, mutual. This is absolutely phenomenal. We'll have interstate commerce and tariffs won't even apply. You combine Canada auto manufacturing with America, the rest of the world better watch out. I mean, this is so ingenious by Trump. But the reality is this: why does Trump use tariffs? He's not really looking to tariff people unless they force him to. He's looking to create leverage to create better deals for Americans. This helps the working person. You know, it's funny. The Republican Party has become the Democratic Party in the 1950s. On the side of the working person, regardless of race, age, gender, don't care. Going to represent you the same. This is what Trump has become. He's the working man's hero. And this shows it right here. By the way, Doug Ford, you may have trouble getting elected. You look like a paper tiger, wimpy guy who just got backed down. By the way, his threat to withhold electricity, that was empty too. He only provides through Ontario 1%, less than 1% of the electricity needs of Minnesota and Michigan, the two primary recipients. And I believe in New York, it's 3%. He had no leverage. And now because he dared to confront Trump, he's going to be in a worse position than he was before he opened his big mouth. U.S. Secretary of Commerce has agreed to meet with him as well as the U.S. Trade Representative on March the 13th. So that's coming up very soon. Ontario, sorry, you got bad leadership. You got your tail between your legs now. Trump has officially kicked your butt. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Dave Hodges, and we'll see you back here again next time. You guys are awesome, and we do appreciate all of your support. And get behind MAGA. Let's get to work. We got to win a midterm in just over a year and a half.